The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 3rd Canto, 26th Chapter, text number 11 through 14, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on December 23rd, 1974, in Bombay, India.
The aggregate elements, namely the five gross elements, the five subtle elements, the four internal senses, the five senses for gathering knowledge, and the five outward organs of action are known as the pradhana.
Panchavi panchavi brahma chaturbhi dasavistatha etat chaturvinshatim vinshatikam ganam pradhanikam vidu. Pradhan, prakriti purush pradhan. So, pradhan is the total material energy, which is called mahatattva. We have discussed the subject matter last night, mahatattva. So, mahatattva is the original total energy for material creation. Therefore, Krishna, Mukunda, is sometimes described as Mahatpadam. Mahatpadam. Mahatpadam means under whose lotus feet this whole total material energy is resting. Samasita ji padapallavam pravam mahatpadam jaso murare samasitam. Therefore, we have to take shelter of the Supreme, under whose lotus feet this mahatattva is also resting. Mahatpadam punna jaso murare. Punna jaso. If you glorify Krishna, then we become pious. Therefore, there are so many prayers to be offered to Krishna. That is bhakti. Savanam kirtanam Vishnu smaranam pada sevanam bandhanam. Bandhanam means offering prayer. This is also bhakti mark. So, the total energy of material creation is called mahatattva or pradhan. Then, when the mahatattva is agitated by the three gunas, then they become divided into 24 elements. Chaturvinshatikam ganam. Originally one, but agitated by the gunas, because material existence means the three gunas. When there is interaction of the three gunas, then this one mahatattva becomes divided into 24. Chaturvinshati tattva. This is called Sankapila tattva. To analyze and to study the 24 elements, which is controlling the activities of the whole material world. That is called Chaturvinshati Tattva. What are they? Panchavi. First, the five elements, namely earth, water, fire, air, sky. This is panchavi. Then, next panchavi, tanmatra, means rūpa, rasa, gandha, śabda, sparsha. Form, rūpa, rūpa means form, rasa means taste, śabda means sound, rūpa, rasa, śabda, sparsha means touch, and rupa, sabda, sparsha, and gandha. So, the sky is known by sabda, sound. This is tanmatra. This is, by sound you can understand there is sky. If you clap, there is sound. You understand there is sky. Sky is understood by this shabda. Then, air is understood by sparsha. Just the electric fan is running. But even if I do not see, it is running. Because the air is touching my body, I can understand. The air is there. Sparsha, rup, ras, sabda, sabda sky, and rup, fire. From the fire, rup begins. Form. Ras. Ras is in the taste, in the water. And gandha is in the earth. So five gross elements and five subtle elements. The gross elements is understood by the subtle elements. Subtle means we cannot see it directly, but we can perceive it. So panchabhi, panchabhi. And then dasabhi, 10 senses, knowledge acquiring, chakku, karna, nasika, eyes, ear, and nose, and tongue, hands, in this way. Working sense organs and 5 senses to gather knowledge. So 5, 5 and 10, 24, and the subtle senses, monobuddhi, ahankar, citta, 4. So these 4, 24 elements is covering the spirit soul. This body is made of these 24 elements. But above this, there is the soul. And above that, there is the super soul. So the atheists, they do not believe in the soul or super soul, but they had to believe in these 24 elements. Therefore, European philosophers, they like this Sankhya philosophy of another Kapila. Here is Kapila, there. He is the incarnation of God. But another, there is imitation Kapila. He is atheist Kapila, Sankhya Karika. That is very much liked by the European philosopher. Because in that Sankhya Karika, these 24 elements are studied very minutely without any reference to the soul and the super. That is the difference between two Sankhya philosophy, atheist Sankhya philosophy and theist Sankhya philosophy. So, etas chaturvinshatikam ganam pradhanikam. Then by their interaction, so many other things, but the dividing principle is the three gunas. Three gunas. Originally these 24 elements, then they are acting with the three gunas and they are creating so many varieties, as I have explained many times. The 3 into 3 equal to 9, and 9 into 9 equal to 81. That is, 81 varieties of living entities there should be, but actually there are 84. 8,484,000 asitins chaturangasyaiva jiva jati. That evolutionary process is there in the Padma Purana, in the Vedic literature. jalayana lakhani sabara lakhavimshati kinvayo rudra sankhata then pakshinam dasalakhatam pashabhatrikshalakhani manusha chatulak. Everything is there. Evolution. So, this is the creation, material creation. They are working by the material nature, but behind the material nature, there is Krishna. Mohitanga navijanati tri gunoi bhavoi. Mohitanga navijanati. So the living entities being enamored or illusioned by the activities of this material nature, they are studying the material nature as Sankhya philosopher, as scientist, as mathematician, as chemist, as physicist. They are all studying only these 24 elements, not beyond that. Beyond that is the soul, and beyond that is the super soul. When one can understand not only to study the material composition of the body, but the moving spirit of the body. That is the beginning of Bhagavad Gita lesson. Beginning. They won't be simply misled by studying the material elements of the body, but within the body there is a living force, living entity. Just try to understand that. These 24 elements is changing the body from kaumara jauvana jara. That body is being developed. It is not development, it is changing. But because the from one body to another, in medical science, they also admit change of what is called blood corpuscle. It is changing every moment. But how it is changing and coming into different body, that we cannot understand. But it is changing. Actually it is changing from one body to another. That boy, the same boy, when he is grown up, he speaks differently than childish way. Because the body has changed. The body has changed. That is understood. But because we have no very nice brain, we cannot understand that the body is changing. We say it is growing. You can say it is growing, but growing is also changing. The original form is changed. That is called growing. So, this elementary principles are there, but they are growing into or changing into different body by the interaction of the gunas. That is going on. That is called prakitakriyamanani gunai karmani sarvas. Gunai karmani. Whatever is being done, that is by the interaction of the three modes of material nature. It is the prakriti, pradhan change come into manifestation, that is called prakriti, and there are 24 elements, and they are changing or growing, whatever you say. This is Sankhya philosophy. Unfortunately, people are not given lesson about the Sankhya philosophy in universities. If they are given in some philosophical classes, that atheistic philosophy of Kapila, Sankhya philosophy, but not this Sankhya philosophy, theistic Sankhya philosophy. So, etat chaturbhim satikam ganam pradhanikam vidu. So these are the description of the 24 elements. Then you can go to the next verse.
There are five gross elements, namely earth, water, air, fire, air, and ether. There are also five subtle elements, smell, taste, color, touch, and sound. The senses for acquiring knowledge and the organs for action, number 10, namely the auditory sense, the sense of taste, the tactile sense, the sense of sight, the sense of smell, the active organ for speaking, the active organs for working, those for traveling, generating, and evacuating. The internal subtle senses are experienced as having four aspects in the shape of the mind, intelligence, ego, and contaminated consciousness. Distinctions between them can be made only by different functions, since they represent different characteristics.
So this is the analysis of the whole bodily construction. And beyond this bodily construction, there is the soul. And when you study the characteristic of the soul, that is called spiritual knowledge. So long you are engaged with the characteristics of the bodily different elements, that is material study. So generally, people, they are interested in the medical science. Medical science is also interested with this body. The physical science is interested with Bhumi Rapanalavaya, Mahabhutan. And psychology, they are interested with the internal senses, mind, thinking, feeling and willing. So all this material scientific knowledge, they are simply interested with this body. But spiritual knowledge begins when you actually take seriously what Bhagavad Gita says, or Srimad Bhagavatam says, or what the Vedas says. Vedas says everything, both the material and the spiritual. But for human being, we should not only be interested with the material science, but we should be interested. That is our main interest. Athato brahma jigyasa. Material science is going on, but you study or not study, the nature is going on. Prakriti kriyamanani, nature's work will go on. You study or not study. But because we are now entrapped with this material body, Vashamsi, we are just now dressed. Just I am now covered with this dress, cotton dress. Similarly, I am now covered by these 24 elements. And I am working under this conception that I am these 24 elements, or I am this body. So if I continue in that way, then I remain in the animal kingdom. Because the dog is also thinking like that I am this body, he may not be able to analyze the bodily construction, he may not be a medical man or psychologist, that doesn't matter, but he thinks that I am this body, and he is working like that. So, we human beings, if I study all the science, physics, chemistry, psychology, and other material science, soil expert means studying the earth, that's all. There are so many. So in spite of all these things, if we remain in the darkness of my spiritual identity, then I am now better than the cats and dogs. This is conclusion. So this so-called advancement of material science means that we are kept in the darkness of spiritual knowledge. We are still in the platform of animal concept of life. Therefore, Shastra says, Jashyatma buddhi kunapeti dhaduke sadhikkalatra disubhomayjadhi jattirtha buddhi salile nakarhichi janesu avigyesu saheva gokaram. Gokaram. Gokaram go means cow and khoro means ass. So, in spite of all our educational advancement, if we remain in the darkness of bodily concept of life, then we are no better than gokhara. Go means cow, and so we should not remain there. The human life is meant for above this. Athata brahma jignas. This human life is for inquiring about the soul, and the knowledge of the soul begins. That is the first instruction in the Bhagavad Gita. That don't be simply enwrapped or encumbered with these 24 elements, bodily material, but you should understand that asmin dehe there is the possessor or occupier of the body. Dehina asmin dehe. Dehinasmin what is that by? Dehinasmin jatha dehi kumara juvanam jara tatha dehantaram prati. Dehina. Dehina means the possessor. The possessor of this body. I am the possessor, you are the possessor. That is also another chapter explained very nicely. Khetra khetra ga. This body is khetra. Every one of us, we have got a particular body, and we are working with this body. That is called khetra. That is cultivator. He works in the field, tilling the field, and getting the desired result. As much he has got nice fertile field or not fertile field, according to the field, he is getting different result. Similarly, we, the living entity or the soul, we have got a field of activity, this body. And by...
What is it?
Working on this body, we are getting different results. That is called karma. Karmanne vadikarasti na phalesu kadachana. So, according to different karma, we are getting different body. In this way, bhutta bhutta praliyate, we are getting one body, and then again this body is annihilated, we get another body, and there are 8,400,000 types of bodies. In this way, our life is going on in this material world, but our real business is that why we are put into this cycle of birth and death, and according to the body we are suffering different types of miserable condition of life. Actually, we are trying to enjoy life, sukham, but it is a struggle for existence. Manasasthani indriyani. Prakriti sthani karsati, we are having great struggle for existence. Therefore we should study philosophically and scientifically, analyze what is this body and what is beyond the body, soul, and what is the soul's function, where is the soul's place, ultimately what is the end, goal of the activities of the soul. This is human life. And all this knowledge can be had from the Vedic literature, and the Srimad Bhagavatam is the essence of Vedic literature. Nigama kalpataru gulitam phalamidam. Vyasadeva, after writing all the Vedic literature, he was not satisfied. He wrote the four Vedas, then the Puranas. Puranas means supplementary to the Vedas. Vedanta Sutra, the last word of the Vedic knowledge, Vedanta Sutra, but he was not satisfied. So Narada Muni, his spiritual master, he inquired that why you are feeling dissatisfaction after writing so many books, giving knowledge to the human society. So he said, sir, yes, I know that I have written, but I am not getting satisfaction. I do not know what is the reason. Then Narada Muni said, the dissatisfaction is due to your not describing the activities of the Supreme Law. Therefore you are not satisfied. You have simply discussed the external elements, but the internal elements you have not discussed. Therefore you are dissatisfied. Now you do it. So under the instruction of Vyasadeva and Narada Muni, his spiritual master, Vyasadeva, his last mature contribution is Śrīmad-Bhāgavatam amalam purānam yad vaiṣṇavānāṁ priyam. Therefore, the Vaiṣṇava, they regard the Śrīmad-Bhāgavatam as amalam purānam. Amalam purānam means amalam means without any contamination. These, all other Puranas, they are dealing with karma, jnana, yoga, therefore they are samalam with material contamination. And Śrīmad-Bhāgavatam simply dealing with bhakti. Therefore it is amalam. Bhakti means directly in connection with the Supreme Law. Bhakta and Bhagavan. And the transaction is bhakti. There is Bhagavan and there is bhakta. There is a master and the servant. And the relationship between the master and servant, the transaction is service. The service we have to, that is our nature, natural instinct, we are giving service. But being contaminated, that consciousness, citta, being contaminated by these material elements, we are trying to give service in different way. Somebody is interested in giving service to the family, to the community, to the society, to the nation, to the humanity, to the more and more, but all these services, they are contaminated. But when you begin your service in Krishna consciousness, that is perfect service, that is perfect life. So this Krishna consciousness movement is trying to raise the human society to the perfect platform of rendering service. Thank you very much.